Josh Hawley, Biden's threats against half the country are dangerous. By Hannah Blow on September 2, 2022. President Biden's threats against half the country are dangerous. Senator Josh Hawley, R-Mo, said on Thursday following President Biden's angry and divisive speech, in which the president railed against MAGA Republicans. Joe Biden's hate-filled and menacing rhetoric tonight was disgraceful. His behavior is increasingly erratic, Hawley said, posting an image of Biden during the speech, featuring the ominous black and red backdrop. Ultimately, Hawley said Biden's threats against half the country, his fellow citizens, are dangerous. Hawley's remarks follow Biden's speech at Independence Hall in Philadelphia, which focused on the so-called threat from MAGA Republicans. This seems to be the left's new strategy, going after former President Trump's supporters, attempting to demonize them and blatantly misrepresent their beliefs. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic, Biden said in a speech that contained lie after lie about MAGA Republicans, proclaiming they do not support the Constitution, law and order, or free and fair elections. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live, not in the light of truth but in the shadow of lies, Biden proclaimed, repeatedly describing MAGA Republicans as extremists who are destroying American democracy. MAGA Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair. They spread fear and lies. Lies told for profit and power, he continued in a speech embraced by the likes of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, who described it as inspiring and optimistic. Extreme MAGA Republicans are orchestrating a sinister campaign, she claimed, echoing Biden's sentiments. Former President Donald Trump responded to Biden's speech on Truth Social late Thursday, explaining that MAGA simply means make America great again. If he doesn't want to make America great again, which through words, action, and thought, he doesn't, then he certainly should not be representing the United States of America, he added.